Praise the Lord. You're welcome to the first day of March 2017. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of March, and I'm glad that the month again is starting on a service day. I tell you, this year is God's year, and God is winning on your behalf for you in the name of Jesus. Our seeds of destiny today is titled The Generation Transformers. The Bible says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven." That is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 and then 16. Thought for the day: we are destined to exist as lights in our generation. From our anchor scripture today, we see that every child of God is a mobile light. We are destined to exist as light in our generation. We are the light of the world. This implies that anywhere we step into, things are to be upgraded. One major difference between the developed countries and the developing countries or the underdeveloped countries of the world is the very fact that the availability of light supply is not contestable. In the developed countries, they experience uninterrupted power supply, while in the underdeveloped countries, they have very epileptic power supply. So light actually equals development. Light is a transformer of a generation. As the light of the world, we are transformers of our generation. We exist for the progress and the revolution of our generation. Beloved, as light, you are the transformer of your family and your community and your city and your generation as light at large. As a child of God, for an organization or an assignment to degenerate in your hand is an abomination of association with God. If you arrive at a place, there should be an immediate upgrade, an immediate revolution. And when that does not happen, then something is wrong. So make up your mind today to light your generation, starting from your family, with your beloved ones, with your community, and then with everyone who comes in contact with you. Praise the Lord. Remember this: we are destined to exist as light in our generation. Praise God. I see the light of God speaking and shining through you to your generation in the name of Jesus. What's our assignment today? Number one, determine to impact your generation to the glory of God. And number two, endeavor to connect with God's word in order to fuel your light. And number three, endeavor to prayerfully discover the purpose for your existence anywhere you find yourself. That is, if you have not yet discovered it, and then begin to deploy your potentials for the benefit of your generation. Praise the Lord. Awesome God. Let's pray. Say this after me: oh Lord, shine your light on me and cause me to light my generation. Lord, I receive the grace to make a mark on the sands of time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for time and for eternity, I will make a mark in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for somebody. You are not even talking about making a mark in your generation because you don't even have a relationship with God, and you want me to pray for you. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me and mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I need your help. Jesus, come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil. Thank you for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. I pray for everyone that has watched and listened today, and I declare you shall fulfill your destiny. You shall make a mark upon the sands of time and eternity in the name of Jesus. You shall not be a castaway. When the rapture takes place, we shall all be caught up together with Jesus. We shall not be left behind. By the grace of God and in the name of Jesus, I pray that blessing upon you today in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'll be forever lost, but forever.